Yeah, okay. How do you spell that? Wait. Okay. I was a bad speller. I could have won the bad spelling championship, but there wasn't one. Oh. Okay, as I understand it, this part of Kansas is called the Northland. Except that most people live in Overland Park. They live out south. North Overland Park has higher ACT scores and lower property taxes. Out south, they have the cul-de-sacs. However, both North and South Overland Park are referred to as JOCO by outsiders, most of whom live in one variety of Kansas City or another. There is no Overland Park, Missouri. It has the advantage over Olathe in being pronounceable. Overland Park, from the Shawnee word meaning where white people go. I didn't know how that would go over, frankly. Well, what do you know?
Live from Yardley Hall on the JCC campus in Overland Park, Kansas, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and Doug Orwater on drums. And I'm Mike Arnold. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's all the Overland Park news that isn't, Mayor Carl Gerlach, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who sings, I'm going to Johnson County. Johnson County, here I come. Michael Feldman.
That's a rendering plan. Oh, okay. Thank you. Oh, and people here say they are going to Kansas to get some stuff at Micro Center. I have no idea what that means. I thought they were in Kansas already, but apparently they weren't. I'm just saying there's a lot of subtleties here. You gotta learn. Overland Park was supposed to have Google Fiber, but they got Google Unidentified Fiber instead. Turns out to be Google Dial-Up, but that's good. They're still waiting. They're going to build network huts. They're still waiting on those. That's where pods are grown that will eventually replicate every citizen's body. As pods grow and take your form. Missouri, of course, has Google Fiber. They say it's great. Missouri loves Google Fiber, the bandwidth you can only dream about in Johnson County. Of course, you know what they're downloading, but still. Overland Park has been rated best city to move to, best to start a family, best to keep a family, and best to retire in and hope your family keeps you. All those bests. A quality of life in Overland Park is rated at 1.5 MOES. That's Missouri units. It's best city for moms and kids, although dads are better off in Kansas City proper. One of the best places to grow up in America, if you haven't already. Made both the top places to start and end a business. So that's... It's in the top 25 of... six-figure towns, which I believe refers to body types. When it was declared the best city for kids, hundreds of them descended on Overland Park on skateboards, scooters, and Hot Wheels, and still sorting them out, trying to get them back to their parents. Overland Park is also a leader in outdoor sculptures, including the famous headless, naked, sexting Chinese woman. Hey, it's art. It's art. Come on. And what appears to be a seated, crying Minnie Mouse statue outside the JCCC Art Museum. And, of course, the traffic distraction, shim, sham, shimmy. You don't put this in a traffic triangle is what I'm thinking. You know, it's a little distracting. Anyway, Great to be here at Johnson County Community College in the beautiful Yardley Theater. Thank you for having us. It's fabulous to be here. I love it. What a great crowd we have. In other Kansas and some Missouri news that isn't, Kansas allows farm-registered vehicles to be used for personal use, or, honey, I'm taking the tiller to town. Dodge City names new water park Wyatt Earp Brave, Courageous, and Wet Water Park. If you don't remember that show, then that will make no sense to you. That's okay. It was very big in 1955 when I was here. Speaking of water parks, they're looking for a new name for Schlitterbahn. As they just now looked up what Schlitterbahn means in German. That's what happens when you're dropped 168 feet, you know. You schlitter your bond. I can say that, can't I?
Right? Yeah, it's okay to say that. Yep. Not in Germany, though.
Overland Park, the Overland Park man who slapped his former girlfriend with a kitten charged with assault and cattery. Come on, Winnie, you have to use that again. Give me a break. Milk production in Kansas doubles thanks to the 8-teat hybrid milkers. 8-teat. As opposed to the usual 4.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, I'm not really asking for your approval or your evaluation.
Sorry.
I appreciate your indiscriminate laughter, but otherwise I don't really need you. Where was that? 8-teat hybrid. I thought it was rather good. I worked for at least 6 minutes on that one. Oh, here we go. Steady stream of robocalls caused Kansas City voters to elect robo-candidates. Governor Brownback says increase... Did something happen?
I don't know. That was pretty wild.
Governor Brownback. The governor of Kansas says increase in taxes, not a tax increase. And the Haven High School prom couples are forced to face one another as grinding is outlawed in Haven. So kids who want to grind have to do it in Yoder. Or is it Yoday? By the way, coming up Sunday in Haven, it's the couple's fun shoot, which, okay, I'm just saying. And finally, algae warnings on all 3 Kansas lakes. That's all the news from Northland and Kansas and parts of Missouri. That is, and thank you so much. All the ships at sea. Ladies and gentlemen, speaking of Overland Park, we have his honor, the mayor, Carl R. Gerlach, with us right now. He's mayor and center of the Kansas State Wildcats. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Gerlach. I see you still kept your college height.
Of course, Your Honor.
Yes.
Of course, Mark. Before you get going.
Yeah.
I understand you didn't quite make it out last night. Maybe somebody didn't text you properly.
They didn't text me.
But they went to one of the best, my favorite barbecue house in the entire Midwest.
They did?
And I went, since you weren't there, I want to give you a nice gift.
Were you there?
Jack Stack Barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Were you there? What's included in this, Your Honor?
Well,
I don't open it now.
There's some specialties of salts and rubs and barbecue sauce, so Ooh. You can take it home to your cheese head home and remember barbecue.
Yeah. That's a misnomer, by the way. We actually do not have cheese heads. Are you going to take this? Oh, you're pushing him out.
Oh, take that thank corner, you.
Would you. Don't use it or anything.
Badgers, huh? You want to talk about badgers or wildcats?
You got a good voice. Have you done radio?
No, I have not.
Have you thought about it?
I haven't.
What did you major in college?
Marketing.
And basketball. If you do basketball, you really can't. It doesn't matter what you major in so much.
If you go to Kansas State, it does.
Oh, yeah, because they're very good about
that.
I bet practically all you guys graduated at one point or another.
Well, at one point or another, I did it in 4 years, like most K-Staters do. Yeah.
I got your stats here. You want to look at them?
Uh-oh, my final Wild stats.
You got some
oh,
good
boy,
stats.
He did homework on this.
You did some good stats here. I'm looking at, what was 72, 73?
Just a year or two ago.
Yeah. Well, 74, 75 your best year?
Or season? 75, 6, yeah.
I don't have 75, 76. What'd you do?
Well, you missed my best year, Michael.
Was it?
Come
okay.
on.
What'd you do that year?
Better than what I did in 74.5.
Yeah, okay. All right. It looks pretty good here, though. I'm looking at your rebound, 249 rebounds in 74.75. That's pretty good. It's a lot of rebounds.
Thank you. I was
Isn't
a little...
it about rebounding? You know, I think it's underestimated how important the rebounder is on a team.
I totally agree. The shooters don't really count much. Well,
no,
except
anybody,
for points, you know. But,
anybody can shoot a basketball. That's not, you
that's,
know, not.
That's right. And those of us that rebounded, many times we're told to throw it back out to the shooters, and yeah. I don't understand that.
No. Well, you know, that's specialization. That's not a bad thing. But I'm saying, you know, if you don't get the ball, you can't have the ball.
That's true. That's true.
That's almost profound. That's what I'm thinking. If that were in Latin, that would be extremely profound. Anyway, so I got those stats. You don't want to see them.
My understanding, you played basketball, too.
No, that's not your understanding. That is definitely not your understanding. How are the Wildcats doing these days?
They're rebuilding right now.
I love that.
They had a pretty good team, but they're going through some changes, so they're rebuilding.
So was it between coaching and mayoring, being a mayor or being a coach? I mean, did you want to go back there and coach? And
well, I've continued to do a little coaching. My daughter's in the audience, and I got to coach her. My son's here. I got to coach him a little bit. So I did a little coaching, but never got paid for it. I always liked to volunteer to do it.
Oh, that's cool. And same thing with mayor, right?
That's exactly right. I have that full-time job that counts sometimes gets in the way of mayoring. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, are you mainly a figurehead as mayor here? Because doesn't the city manager do most of the heavy lifting?
Well, never mind, I won't go there, but yes, how's that? No, it's...
Where were you going to go? I'm kind of curious.
Well, I was talking about your figurehead, but you're not a figurehead. You're a very important guy, and I've heard you say that this morning already.
Yeah, no, I did, yeah.
But no, it's a...
You open supermarkets and that sort of thing, or cut...
Well, we also... The council's very involved in
council
development.
Council does most of it, I suppose.
You know, the council does almost all of it. There's 12 of them, so I don't have to do much.
But you're like the 13th on the council, so...
I'm 13th, and you know for a fact, Michael, that they don't let me vote.
They
all vote, and all I get to do is run the meeting. And only if they can't make a decision and tie do I get to vote.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I'm a figurehead. I guess you're right. I never realized that.
What is what are some now? What it says here: Johnson County snarls at Kansas Governor Sam Brownback, but softly.
Well, I think you heard that this morning already once that they snarled at. You know, I think that.
What were you snarling about there? About?
Well, I think we were talking about which is best government, and government closest to the people is always best. And the federal government, and the state governments today seem to want to make decisions for local governments and the people, and we think that. It ought to be made down here at the local level.
There you go. All right. What about, and all the awards and stuff, Overland Park is an amazing, I read some of them, and most of them were accurate. You know, it's the best, just about the best city for everything.
You know,
is that a lot of pressure to maintain that?
You will understand that this being a cheesehead.
We've stopped saying that term. Okay. You don't realize how offensive that term is.
Right? Not I've heard you adore that term.
No, I do not adore it. It's extremely offensive.
As a Midwesterner.
Them's fighting word.
As a Midwesterner, how's that? You understand?
No, I don't like that either. That's too general. A badger, you say a badger.
I can say badger?
Yeah, you can say badger.
But I'm a wildcat. Wildcats eat badgers. You don't want me to say that.
Just go on with what you're saying, Your Honor.
No, we're real lucky. The local people, Midwesterners, seem to get involved in things. And we've got over 500 volunteers that give back to the city, and I think that's what the combination between the business community, the citizens, all working together with city government is what makes us what we are in one of the top-rated cities.
Are you still annexing a lot of other places?
No, we really haven't done that for a number of years.
Got over that?
We are working at building out what we have.
Yeah. Hey, what about this north and south Overland Park?
What's that?
Well, they say there's a South Overland Park and there's a North
Overland Park. In my every basketball team I ever played on, there was one team and there were five players, and we all played together as a team, and that's what made us win and got the great stats that you found in 74 and 75.
Yeah.
But
you want to go through those again?
No, I don't want to go through those again. I'm glad you didn't bring those up.
10.4 average points.
Well, you did do your homework.
Yeah.
You are good.
Yeah, but that improved probably in that last year. Isn't it?
That's 75-6 that you seemed to miss.
What'd you do there?
Probably 10.5.
Because you're the rebounder. You're the guy. You're the commander. When you're in the center, you're the rebounder. You're the commander. You're the team leader. And it isn't about making baskets.
That's right. Kind of like being mayor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just the rebounder and throws the ball to other players.
But that's
the council.
That's crucial.
Well, and I think that's the way Midwesterners are, and I think that's why we create an area that people want to move to.
Yeah. So you think that all Midwesterners would be centers if they played basketball?
If they drank their milk and ate green beans like I did and grew up to a 6'10".
Did you come from a basketball family?
You know, my dad played a little bit. He was only 6'3". Yeah. My mom was only 6 foot, a couple little people. You know. And so I had some uncle that was bigger, and I grew up to be 6'10". So.
Yeah, cool. Thing to do. Okay, I got all the best cities for everything there, and that's pretty amazing.
Well,
you deny there is a north and south divide.
Well,
what you're saying.
You know, people sometimes talk about that, but the council rules is what's best for the entire city, and that's why we have, like, just recently, this weekend alone, this is kind of the trifecta of development. We opened Top Golf, which is in the northern part, if some people want to identify that, of our city. We got the Container Store, which opened up in the southern part.
Yeah.
And,
Can someone from the north put something in a Container Store?
they can buy the Container Store. And then, you know, in the middle, Shields opened up, which is, if you can imagine this, I call it the Disneyland of sporting goods stores.
Oh.
212,000 square feet with a 65-foot Ferris wheel right in the middle of it.
No kidding.
So it's, you know, it's a fantastic sporting goods store that'll be open. Steve Scheel and the whole family was here last night. We really enjoyed it.
What about that fiber? You know, like, are you involved in that Google fiber?
We are involved in Google Fiber. And
there was a mistake or something with why isn't it here yet?
Well,
I'm trying not to offend you. I'm just really curious. There's something the council.
That's a very good question. Let's talk about the 2 gig fiber services that are already in Overland Park.
Yeah.
And that Google will be our third, you know, they're third place, trying to catch up.
Yeah.
But they kind of, they're.
And of course, Sprint is right here.
Sprint is located there. The world headquarters is in. So we've got plenty of technology. Matter of fact.
Not to change the subject, though, but what happened with the Overland Park, with the Google fiber thing? Is it coming? I mean, because people, I see you got your phone on. Are you waiting it?
It is coming. I got my phone.
To finally work?
I was going to get a selfie with you, but we'll wait on that one. We'll see it. No, Google Fiber is coming.
It's coming.
And they have a different way of doing business, and we just kind of want to do it like, we want to be fair to everybody, and we want to treat all three service companies, since we already had other ones.
Yeah.
So we're treating them all the same.
Okay.
They're coming.
Who are the other ones? Verizon? Verizon, who's the other ones?
Time Warner's here. Sure West is here.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yep. Okay. Well, I don't mean to beat this. I was just curious. Because I see it keeps, you know, see the odds of Google over lack of fiber.
Google.
Yeah.
I guess we got a lot to talk
about. The sexting sculpture, that was kind of.
Well, art, as you said.
It's art.
It's a fantastic art. And
I love art. We all love art. I like it. I like that statue. I think it said something about the way we're using these technologies, really not to even exist anymore. Like her head was gone.
Well, that's
and she, you know.
You're exactly right, and that's what it's about. This is actually a donation. We had donations from around the world give us art, and this is one of the pieces of art. And that's exactly what it was saying, was that this isn't what it should be. And that's why the head is gone.
Yeah.
So that's everything shouldn't be.
Other things were still there, and that was the problem. Yes. And now you're going to have indoor skydiving. Is that going on?
We are. iFly is starting construction at 435 in Metcalf.
Yeah.
That's just down the street.
Down the street, yeah.
And it's indoor skydiving, and it's unbelievable.
How is that possible? I'm trying to wrap my mind around indoor skydiving.
There's an 18-foot cylinder that goes 40 foot high, and they have air lifting you up from the bottom, and you just fall into it, and it's just like
an indoor Schlitterbahn.
Well,
you're going to yell Schlitterbahn when you drop inside a building.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
When I tried for the first time, I'll yell Schlitterbahn. No, it, I've done it. I've done it, and it's fantastic. It's something
really, you've done it?
It's something I always wanted to do, but I was a little afraid to jump out of an airplane. I mean, why jump out of a good airplane? So I decided to try this, and it's
why
it's
jump out of a good airplane?
Yes. I mean, I can understand.
Is
if
that
you
a
jump
Kansas
out of a
expression? I wouldn't trade you for a good airplane or something like Dad would say.
I think it is.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, either that or the military talks about not jumping out either.
Yeah.
But they got parachutes. We don't.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Is that open yet?
It's going to be opening early next year.
Yeah.
And it should be a great convention. Visitors should love it to come in here because people will come from Denver, from St. Louis. St. Louis got some people here from St. Louis. Maybe even San Francisco, as you have today.
Yeah. Anyone here from St. Louis? Oh, they're all from St. Louis. Isn't that interesting?
You know, Michael, we really enjoy those St. Louis people coming in here.
Yeah.
And going to our shopping malls and spending their money and then going home. We like their sales tax dollars a lot.
Yeah. What is this with St. Louis people, this thing? Is there something going on there?
Well, there may be something that has to do with the Cardinals and the Royals. And
maybe. Say no more. And, you know, the Royals, I guess, did not really hack the Astros, so there's a major difference.
The Royals did okay last year, and we'll look forward to them doing it well again this year.
Doing well this year. Yeah. It's America's team now, the Royals. It's America's team now, the Royals, it seems like.
I think it is. They want everybody on the All-Star. I mean, they want nine players from the Royals on the All-Star
team. They are the All-Star team. That's a little upsetting. I'm a Cubs fan, so I'm a little upset. Oh, Your Honor, what's next on the agenda? You had a big something going on last night. What was that all about?
That was the opening of Shields.
Oh, it was,
the sporting goods store, which we had to ride the Ferris wheel in the 16,000-gallon fish tank we played in, and, I mean, it was a ball.
You played in a 16?
Sure. You could probably get inside, and they'll let you feed the fish, even.
You mean in the water with the fish, feeding?
Yeah, well, maybe they'll feed you to the fish, but
Well, that's a great thing to look forward to. And I understand you actually interrupted your vacation to come here. Are you put off your vacation?
You are well worth interrupting any vacation to come to.
Yeah, where are you going, St. Louis? Are you headed out? It's a family vacation?
It's a family vacation that we're trying to get a little quiet downtime and just going down to a small little lake house that we have.
A lake house? There's a small little, is this in Kansas?
It's in Missouri.
What, you couldn't find a lake in Kansas to go to?
As you said, there's only three lakes in Kansas.
And they're all algae covered. Well, you go down by the dam there, whatever.
We stay away from the dam, yes, that's right.
You do?
It's too deep. The water's too deep. I'm tall, but that water's too deep for me by the dam.
Mayor Gerlach, I want to thank you very much for welcoming us here to Overland Park, and you're doing a great job, and everybody loves you.
Thank you, Michael.
I don't know if you knew that.
Michael.
I do.
Well.
But you know how much they love you? Watch this. Mayor Gerlach. Wait a minute. I'm not done.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute. Governor Brownback. That's how much they love you.
Michael Feynman.
Michael Feynman?
Feldman.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mayor Gerlach, ladies and gentlemen, from Overland Park. Your mayor. Our mayor, America's mayor, America's favorite mayor. Okay. Our Feynman. I'm sure hoping he meant to say that. I don't know. That's okay. Feldstein, Feynman, I get them all. I'm sure he meant to say that, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that was planned.
Okay. We got a band here, don't we?
Yeah. Huh?
What?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. What did he yell?
Huh?
What?
I didn't know what he yelled.
Yeah.
I think he yelled Free Bird.
Free Bird? Do you know Free Bird? I don't know if you guys know Free Bird, do you?
Yeah, we know it well, but we won't play it.
Who's our drummer here today, John?
This is Doug from town here. This is Doug Allwater.
Doug Allwater on the drums. The Skin Master, they call him.
I thought he was I thought he was rocking the skins.
He's all those things. And of course, you know Jeff here, Jeff Hammond on the bass. John Tooling on the piano, and it sounds something like this.
Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, it was well done. It was well done. What about that, Jeff? He knows the names of various places. He's doing good, but we didn't give him the O-L-A-T-H-E test. Olathe. Am I right? Someone here from Olathe? I want to meet someone who's actually from that place that I had trouble pronouncing all these years. Really, can I get you to come out here so I, you know... If you step on people, they won't mind as much as when I do it. They seem to mind. I don't know why. Yes. Olathe. Yes. Are you, were you born there?
No. No.
You were attracted to it by the name?
Yes.
It means beautiful.
Does it really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you making that up?
Yes. But I think it does. I think it does.
You're good at that.
It does. And beautiful is easier to say, really, than other. But it's a pretty name, actually. And you are?
Trisha.
Trisha? And what do you do there in Olathe?
I'm a corporate trainer.
You train corporations?
Yes.
Do they behave well after a while? Does it take?
No, not at all.
Like a puppy class for corporations?
That's right.
Do you give them a lot of treats?
Lots of verbal praise.
Verbal praise for a corporate head?
Yes.
Really? And a little pat on, and then, but no actual physical treats?
No, we're not allowed to do that. We could get in trouble for that.
How did you get into that business?
Working really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are all these untrained corporate types running around.
Right.
Creating havoc.
Right, that's right.
Yeah. Well, it's very nice. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And how do you say?
Olathe.
Yeah, I think I say it that way.
Yes, you did it.
Thank you very much. Very good to meet you. Pleasure to meet you. How are you, sir? How are you?
Good, good. Good to be here.
What you up to these days?
Very little.
Yeah. Do you like it that way?
I sure do.
Yeah.
I worked hard a long time.
Yeah. What do you like to do the least? You're doing things a little, you know, little thing, few things, little.
Well, I like to do yard work.
Yeah, but not much of it.
Not much.
Yeah.
Right.
You grow, I mean, are you like a gardener?
Not really.
No.
I can cut the grass.
Okay.
And I do trimming when necessary.
Okay. How necessary is it?
Not very.
Well, a lot of people are having natural lawns now.
That's true, but I don't.
No. You justify it. You have to file a file something with the court saying it's a natural lawn.
That's right. Well, you put rocks down, if nothing else.
Yeah, little rocks setting and that sort of thing. What business did you retire from?
Accounting.
Accounting.
Right.
Well, that's a good business to retire from, isn't it?
It sure is. Yeah. Right.
Did you get all your accounts in order, and are you in good shape right now?
You bet.
I could use you. You do anything in your retirement now? Taxes now?
No.
Not for kicks?
No. Nothing.
Are you a fisherman or a sportsman?
No, not really. I like to go to spectator sports.
Okay.
Like basketball.
Yeah, that's a spectator sport.
Jayhawks, yeah.
Oh, you're a Jayhawks fan.
Jayhawk, you betcha.
Did you watch Your Honor when he was on the Jayhawks?
He wasn't on the Jayhawks. No,
that's right. No, he's on the other one. He wasn't on
He was up the road.
Wildcats.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure. All right. Did I get your name?
Don Love.
Okay. Well, nice to meet you. Here. Let's see now. Why is it so hard to have a good conversation? Well, if I'm involved, I could see where it might be. Mike, are you having brought Mike Stiles? Yeah. Come on down here. Let's have a good conversation. Let's try it. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
You're looking well.
Well, thank you. So are you.
Thanks. Like your shirt?
Nice plaid.
Thank you. Okay,
so,
yes.
You don't know the answer either, do you?
To what?
Why is it so hard?
Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Mike, I got some other things to do now, but it's been great talking to you.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure.
I love it when guys can actually say what's on their mind. And I do like a shirt. I truly do. So you don't like sheetrock? I don't remember saying anything about sheetrock. Drywall, I don't care for, but sheetrock is fine. What? Who put this about? What is the thing with sheetrock? Well, you're not going to say it until I get there? You're going to make, this is all, you know, this. Oh, okay, okay. So you don't like sheetrock?
Well, you came to our house in 2002.
Oh, it wasn't done yet.
And there was no sheetrock. So when we learned you were coming here, we invited you to a welcome home party. We have sheetrock now, but you didn't come to our party.
We did a thing, let's do a show in your house contest. So, and you're in Shawnee?
Shawnee, Kansas, yeah.
Shawnee. But their house wasn't done yet. So we had a big crowd, but it was perfect because there was just studs up and nothing, no sheetrock. So you could we had the crowd look between the walls. And it really opened up the space.
So now we have sheetrock, but you don't want to see us anymore.
No, well, you know, I'll look into it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you again. Your names again are?
Cliff and Carla.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm fine. We're so happy you're here.
Thank you. Very nice to see you. And the place worked out good? Is the pool filled with water now?
Because it was. Yes, and you can come see it.
Thank you very much. Okay, that's what that was. Yeah, that was a strange experience. How many other people are here with their mothers? I don't know. Lindsay Butterfield from Lenexa is here with her mother. Yeah? How many of you are here with your mothers? Applaud if you're here with your mother. Isn't that sweet? That's kind of a good thing, isn't it? Did she bring you or did you bring her?
We came together. We both listened to your show.
Oh, that's a good answer.
We both listened to your show, so. So we wanted to come together.
We got tickets for Christmas, so we.
You did?
Yeah.
Is that what you wanted?
It is. And when we were coming in here, I met somebody else in the lobby that I knew who said, I'm here with my mother.
It's really a. Mm-hmm. It's a family show, isn't it?
It's a family show.
It's a family thing for us.
Yeah, but not so many fathers and sons. Did you notice that?
It's actually.
How many of you are here? How many of you sons are here with your fathers? Yes, it is a family show. I'm so grateful.
It's actually my brother's birthday today, so we came. He's at home.
Left him at home.
Happy birthday, Tyler.
Well, there's a subtext to this wonderful story that we won't go into right now. Does Lindsay?
Lindsay Butterfield.
And we're actually from Lenexa.
Oh, no. Not another one. Oh, yeah.
But it's named for the Indian Nanexi. Okay.
And your name is?
Lisa.
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 Very nice to meet you. Thank you for coming. We're going to play the round of the What Do You Know quiz now, because that's what we do here, because we're a quiz show. Gosh darn it. I don't care who knows it. May not be the best quiz show in the whole wide world, but we are the oldest quiz show currently in the world. And before we can do the quiz, we have to know who can and cannot participate in said quiz due to constitutional questions. Where is the fellow who has the... Okay. Come on, sir. Now hop up here and do it. Now you're sitting there. I can't find you. I look for this tie in the audience, and you are?
John.
John. He goes by the name of John? And there's John right there on your tie, actually.
The four disclaimers. Number one, all questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, Olathe, 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 Olathe. Got it? Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz.
Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. And number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Hold on, John. See you next time. All right, let's see the hands. You can use your hands for this. Indicating an interest in playing the What Do You Know quiz. As you know, it is a general knowledge quiz. There's nothing trivial about it. And look, he's trying to force her hand up. I want to get to the story behind this. Why are you physically trying to force her hand up?
Well, you know, she's a smart lady. I think she deserves a chance to try the quiz.
Smart lady, but she has her own right to put her hand up if she doesn't want to.
She's just nervous, that's all.
Would you be if someone was struggling with you in the middle of a so-called quiz show?
Maybe.
You want to do it, dear? Okay, come on. Let's do it. You don't have to. In fact, if you just want to sit up there with me, that's fine. You don't have to do anything at all. I don't care. Is it okay?
I'm good.
I'm good. Who was that young man wrestling with you?
That's my son.
He came with his mother. Isn't that sweet?
Actually, they were his tickets, so I came with him. He was nice to ask me to come.
And your name is?
Lisa. 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 I actually work in Lenexa, so.
Lisa, give me one good reason why you should play this quiz.
Because it's going to be fun and awesome.
A little uncertain there. Come on, let's make it. It is fun. It's fun. Right up this way, Lisa from Lenexa. She works at Lenexa. Okay, have a seat down here. Hit the gong, that's kind of fun. Here, go ahead, just hit this. Yeah, hit this. Just hit it really hard. Oh, now you feel better. All right, Lisa. Isn't that better? Yeah, took a lot of... I'm the worry. He's gone now. And also the eardrums. That's pretty loud gong. It's a very nice gong we have. I'm not sure the meaning behind that gong. Lisa, what do you do in the next song?
I'm a human resources manager.
What is that?
What is that?
Human resources, as you mine for them or something? Are they subterranean things and you get to take shovels and
no,
dig them up?
No, it's kind of like being the principal for some employees, but...
Yeah, so you got to manage employees or something?
Yeah, we do have to manage employees.
And help them. And
try and help them be better.
Help them be better.
Yeah.
Or some of them, you must just go up and say, you know, you're doing a great job, don't do anything different.
Yeah.
You ever do that?
Yeah.
Do you? Yeah. See, that's a good thing. That's a good thing to me. And then what do you love to do, though? What is your passion when you're not working?
When I'm not working?
Not that human resources can't be a passion.
It's fascinating. I like the movies. I like to spend time with my family. And
yeah.
I like history. So.
Yeah. And history?
Mm-hmm.
What sort of history do you like?
American history.
American history? What period?
The Civil War.
Civil War history. Okay, interesting. Yeah, okay. All right, Lisa, and do you anything for kicks, though? Anything wild? Do you like spelunking or skydiving? Or
We have season tickets to the Royals, so that's where we spend
our
time.
There you go!
Royals!
Season tickets!
Royals!
Can you get loud?
I get very loud.
You don't seem like a loud
person.
I
get very loud at the games, yeah.
Can you give us an example of how loud you...
Let's go, Royals! Let's go, Royals!
That was good. I'm sure it gets a little louder in context, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, need the context. Lisa, someone out there calls in to play along with you, and how do they do that, Mike Arnold?
Well, if people want to play the quiz, they're going to pick up the phone and dial a different number than normal. This is 913-469-3444, and we came up with a little special thing for it. 913-GO-WE-GIG.
Go-WE-GIG? Okay.
It doesn't quite... Slip off the tongue. Very
no,
well,
it does. It slips off your tongue easily.
Yeah, so yes. It's 913-469-3444 and answer this qualifying question.
Okay, here's the question. It's out on the news. Speaking of the Royals, how did that court case come out where the Royals mascot Slugger
threw a hot dog behind his back and hit a guy in the eye. If you know how that came out, give us a call here at 913-469-3444.
Or 913-GO-WE-GIG.
Okay. 913, right?
913, yes.
Yeah, 913.
I'm sorry, did I say 915?
I don't know what you said. 469-3444. We all know how that court case, you know, Slugger. What is Slugger supposed to be?
Lion.
He's a lion?
He's a lion.
Oh, of course, he'd be a lion. Yeah, of course. And he does this thing where he throws hot dogs behind his back and hits people in the eye or the face or the upper body with them. And everyone loves it. And this guy made a big deal about it. I want to know how that case came out. If you know, give us a call here. James on the line from Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, James.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good.
Have you been following this case in the news there in Charleston, South Carolina?
I missed it. I sure have.
Okay. And what happened in this case with Slugger and the hot dog and the guy? The guy was from Overland Park, by the way. Got hit in the eye. So might be here. Is he here?
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I missed the question.
Okay.
I've been following the big case in the news here in Charleston.
Okay. So you don't know what happened?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, the hot dog, Slugger, guy from Overland Park in the eye.
No, I do not know
okay.
The question.
All right, nice talking to you, though. Talk to you again sometime.
Okay,
all right, bye. Denise is in Kansas City. Denise, you follow this, of course?
I, of course, have followed this.
Yeah, what happened in this case?
They found Slugger not guilty.
Slugger was not guilty. That's right. And they said it was the guy's fault for not paying more attention. I love that.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's true, I guess. Okay, so you win. You qualify playing the quizzer. Denise, how are you? Pretty good?
I'm great, thanks.
Yeah, good. Denise, this is Lisa here. She's your partner.
She is, and we work together.
No!
Denise!
Denise!
Oh, Denise!
From work.
Denise!
Denise from
Hi,
work!
Lisa.
Did you have her in the office recently talking about certain practices?
Yeah, we talked frequently.
Denise is a star employee.
She is?
Yeah.
So she's a model for all the other
people. She's a star,
yeah. Why can't you be more like Denise is what you say to a lot of people who are
yeah,
in there.
They should act more like Denise.
Act more like Denise. Did you know that, Denise? You are a star.
No, that's very nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. Okay, you guys should be able to work together really well.
I hope so.
Are you both? Okay, that's good. Denise and Lisa, you are a team right now. We have various categories, don't we, Mike?
Yes, the categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention. Science and odds and ends.
Okay. Denise, you pick the first one. What would you like?
That's things you should have learned in school.
Okay. Had you been paying attention, of course. Superman's hometown. Is it Olathe? Hutchinson. That's pronounced differently, too, I suppose. Or Doge City? Superman's hometown. Talk it over.
Do you know this one?
I think it must be Hutchinson.
Oh.
But that's my guess.
Okay.
All right. That's a good guess. I got nothing there.
Yeah, Hutchinson. Smallville. To you. Yeah. He's from there. Okay, good. And
that's one right and zero wrong. Okay. And the remaining categories are current events, people, places, science, and odds and ends.
Lisa?
How about current events?
Current events, fine. All right, let's see. Current events. Okay, here. Since we're on a Royals kick, the Kansas City Royals fan Brian Casey says the Wall Street Journal can, quote, kiss my patooshie. Why? Wall Street Journal.
You think it's about the All-Star voting?
Oh.
It might be about the All-Star voting. I thought there was some article about our grammar.
Might have been the same article.
Maybe it was in the same article. Yeah. There was an article about they were rating fans and their grammar.
Grammar, not so good.
Oh.
But maybe it was. Maybe it
and
was,
also the ballot
and
stuffing.
And all about the ballots, yes.
Ballot stuffing, I think, is what they called it.
So what do you think, Denise?
Being online so much, no one else could get online, that sort of thing.
I'm gonna let you go with your guess.
You're gonna let me pick? Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll talk about it on Monday.
You can say all that. Denise, could you come in for a minute?
I'll go with the All-Star Band.
Yeah, that's it. All of it. Yeah. And he said, kiss my patushi, whatever that is. And I guess a lot of people probably feel that way. Yes.
That would be 2 right and 0 wrong. All right. And the remaining categories are people, places, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Denise, back to you.
People, places, whatever that one was.
Well, there's people and there's places.
Oh, let's go for people.
Okay. Or there's places. People.
Sure.
1 in 4, 1 in 2, or 1 in 1 office people squeeze off emails in the bathroom.
Ooh. 1 in 4, 1 in 2, or 1 in 1?
Yes, 1 in 1. That'd be everyone, I guess. They're actually in there emailing. Don't know what that sound is, but they're emailing, trust me.
I'm hoping it's 1 in 4.
But you suspect it's what?
Maybe 1 in 2, but...
Right. Well, you're in human resources. Yeah. What are they doing in there?
Yeah, what are they doing in there?
What does it say in the handbook on that?
We'll have to look into that.
Look in the handbook. Should be in the handbook.
I don't know. I kind of feel like it might be more than 1 in 4, Denise. What do you
say?
You're
leaning towards 1 and 2?
You think it's 1 and 2?
Let's do that?
Okay. We're going to say 1 and 2.
1 and 2. Number 1 and number 2. All right. Holy cow. Whoa. Mike Arnold, I noticed they've won all 3 questions in a row. Now, they could stop here, couldn't they?
They could stop here. Or
be pretty happy with what they get.
Be happy with what they get, or they can move on to the mother load.
What do they have to do to get that, Mike?
It says 4 or 5 to win the mother load. I don't know which is right, so I'm
just I think one more.
5, one more. That would be 4. Yeah. So there are 3 now.
Sound like you know what you're talking about. Number 1 rule of being an announcer.
It says 4 or 5, I swear. It says it on the script.
Well, cross out 1.
Okay. Well, then 4. Yeah, well, they just need 1. That's it.
So you're saying now that if they get 1 more question right, they win the mother load.
I believe that's how it works.
But if they get it, if they don't get it right, they lose everything.
So they lose it all.
They lose it all.
It's horrifying to even think about
we lose it.
It.
We lose it all.
Yeah. You've got some nice stuff here. I won't lie to you, but the mother load is to be something you dream of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you dream about mother loads of various types.
what do you think, Denise?
I say we risk it.
Risk it!
All right.
That's why Denise is a risk taker. Within limits, though. You know?
Within limits.
Within limits. Risk taking within limits. That's Denise all the way. All right, so you got to get this one right. What categories are left there?
Well, the remaining categories are places, science, and odds and ends.
I believe it's your turn to choose, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is my...
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. Now you know how your workers feel. Employee. A lot of pressure.
I do.
Time's a wasting, what do you think, Lisa? Use your time well. Use your time well,
Denise,
Lisa.
What do you think? Odds and ends or
organize
places?
A little bit.
Was
organize
places
your
the
desk.
Other one?
Organize your desk. Use your time.
How about you think odds and ends, maybe? It could be really random, though.
Yeah, that could be very random.
No.
What do you think? All right, we're gonna go with odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Yeah. Okay, good choice. Perhaps. I don't know. I haven't... Okay. On trash day on State Line Road. Which way does the trash get sneaked? From Kansas to Missouri? Or from Missouri to Kansas?
Funny thing is, I live about a block from State Line Road.
You live a block, okay. On which side? Or don't you want to say it?
Okay, wait.
Are you on the...
I think politically we can't say that one.
Politically we can't?
So...
Okay, well, never mind that question. Now that, all right, you know this is State Line Road. Does the trash move from Kansas to Missouri? Or from Missouri to the Kansas side? Talk it over.
I That seems like a trick question. What do you think, Denise?
It totally seems like a trick question.
Totally straightforward.
Totally straightforward.
Having to do perhaps with which side accepts more trash.
Oh.
More types of trash.
Yeah.
Large items.
Large items of trash.
Old refrigerators and such.
That's probably Missouri, do you think?
You think?
Goes to the Missouri side or from the Missouri side?
Oh, so it's where it's going to. It's not, okay.
It's both.
Oh, it's both. Which way is it going?
Do you think from Kansas to Missouri?
I wouldn't say that.
Which has more liberal trash laws? Which way does the wind blow? I don't know. That's not the way to approach this.
I don't know, Denise. I don't have an answer, so whatever you think.
I think we should say from Kansas to Missouri.
Okay. Or should you say from Missouri to Kansas?
From Missouri to Kansas.
I'm just saying there's two possibilities, two
there
ways of looking at it.
There are two possibilities.
What do you think, Lisa? You're the decision maker.
I'm the decision maker.
Human resources. Use all your human resources here.
We're in Kansas.
Right.
So Denise, you said from Missouri to Kansas?
Is that what you said?
Is that what you said?
That's it. Here goes from Missouri. Kansas will take anything. It is trash, is what it is, pretty much. If you got to get rid of something big, just push it across state line. And how are you doing there, Mike?
Yeah, they won the mother load.
Oh, boy.
So, Lisa, you and a guest will be returning to the Carlson Center for a performance in the 25th anniversary season, choosing among opera, ballet, reduced Shakespeare, world music, or many other entertainments. Oh. And quaff your favorite beverage from a distinctive lidded plastic cup emblazoned with a Performing Arts Series logo.
Oh, nice.
And for a beverage, how about a bottle of handcrafted Dark Horse Distillery Reserve bourbon?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Denise, you can savor a box of elegantly wrapped chocolates from Christopher Elbow Artisanal Chocolates, made in Kansas City and shipped throughout the country, and they pair fabulously with Doug Wardle's novel, The Thin Blue Smoke. Plus, each of you has won a pound of specially roasted Performing Arts Blend coffee from the Roastery. I'm sorry. Air-roasted coffees from Kansas City for the discerning coffee connoisseur. And then you can sport the popular Triple X T-shirt sensation, What Do You Know, Not Much Since 1985. Congratulations to both of you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful job. Denise, thank you as well. Yeah, thank you. And you thank you. See you at work on Monday. And put you on hold. Thank you.
Looking to keep the laughs going? Click over to notmuch.com. You can join our Facebook family, keep up with Michael's tweets, and play an online quiz. It's all available all the time at notmuch.com. What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, Producer International. This is PRI, Public Radio International.
Oh, yeah!
Live from Yardley Hall on the Johnson County Community College campus in Overland Park, Kansas, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Doug Allwater on drums, and I'm Mike Arnold. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's a performance from Madison Ward and Mama Bear, plus spelling bee champ Vanya Shivashankar and barbecue from Joe's Kansas City with Doug Wargle. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who says she slips and screams on the Schlitterbahn, Michael Feldman.
Next. That was a slip of the tongue, I think.
Did I say slips?
How many of you have been on that thing, by the way, the Schlitterbahn? Nobody has gone on it? Was just stand there empty all this time? It must be somebody who's willing to go on that thing. It's just 168.7, I guess, technically, a vertical drop on a water slide. No one's done it?
Yeah.
Who? Where? Where? Where are you? Where? Oh, wait. Oh, hi. You did that, sir?
Yes.
What about your back? Your back hurts you normally, doesn't it?
Yes. I was really more worried about avoiding myself in the fall.
You're worried about getting a Schlitterbahn in in your bond. Okay. Thank you very much for that. So at least one man has done it here. More of you should do that, because otherwise it's just going to be vacant. And it'll be an eyesore unless people use it. I'm very excited to have Madison Ward and Mama Bear with us. They are, you are a phenomenon. Did you know that? You've become a phenomenon. How does that feel?
Who told you that?
I don't know. I saw a phenomenon. It's You're a phenomenon. Different. You reached a phenomenon stage.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Did you think that Madison would be part of you in a phenomenon when he was a boy?
You sound like I'm in another country or something. Part of me in a phenomenon. No, I didn't have any idea, but yeah. I'm happy that it has become what it is.
Is it a good thing to work with your son, or is it a hard thing?
It's pretty good.
I was just asking Mama Bear here. Though.
Well, when we work together, the mama is thrown out, so we become music partners.
Yeah.
So I can't use that trump card.
You can't?
No.
You don't say, I'm your mother, in the middle of this.
No.
In the middle of a song or something.
No.
Give that I'm your mother look.
No. Only after the show.
Yeah. But he didn't play guitar or anything when he was little, right? You want to be an actor or something? Is that?
Yeah, I used to love... I have an uncle who's an actor. He was in the show The Wire on HBO.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
Yeah. And I used to... He was Senator Clay Davis, and I used to...
No kidding. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I always looked up to him, and I wanted to act, and then... And so that didn't work. And then
didn't he get you a bit part in there or something?
Just no. As one of the little Baltimore kids. No. So, I picked it up later, around the age of 19. I started playing.
Whereas you, can I call you Ruth? Or is it?
Yes, you can.
Because I call my mother Mama Bear, and I don't want to confuse the two of you.
Okay.
Mama Bear Geraldine, we call her.
Well, oh, Lord have mercy.
She's confused at home.
Yeah. But you were a performing, successful musician. And
yeah, I started playing music when I was 19 and singing in different coffee houses and around the area, so yes.
Yeah, and part of the folk tradition when there was folk. Now there's like a new folk thing has come about.
Yeah, during that time.
Yes. And what sort of music were you doing? Was
your... Oh, I was doing a lot of covers, like Janisian, Joni Mitchell, James Taylor, which I got to meet in London, which was awesome.
Yeah.
And Jules Holland. And then, I also wrote songs as well. Mm. So it's exciting. It's almost like coming full circle, you know, me out playing music and now my son, and we're able to do it together. It is really an incredible experience.
Yeah. And Madison says, I love working with you, Mama, but no covers, right?
Right. Yeah, for a while. That was kind of like a stipulation. It was more of like a guideline to really help us kind of focus on, you know, being our own act.
Right.
So we tossed out doing covers, but now that we're getting some of the bills we're getting, we're like, all right, we can do a Fleetwood Mac every once in a while.
Yeah. You know? And you started writing music and really good songs.
I'm. Some people thought they were okay.
Yeah, no.
But I started. I've always loved writing, and I used to, you know, whether it be like short stories or poems or anything like that. I've always loved writing. So when I came to music later, I saw that I could actually bring that to music, and it just opened up a whole new like door. And I kept writing songs. My mom became a fan first.
Very much so.
And then we started playing them in coffee houses.
Yeah, and Rolling Stone now calls you guys phenomenon. Folk phenomenon.
Okay.
Very interesting.
All right.
Hey, we'll accept that.
So there you go. So he grew up pretty good, is what I'm saying here.
He grew up pretty good.
Yeah. What's this first number going to be, Jim?
Silent Movies.
Sounds great. Powerful and melodic at the same time. Wonderful stuff.
Thank you.
And it sounds so traditional, and it sounds so modern.
Oh, thank you.
It's cool. It's pretty cool is what I'm saying.
I appreciate it. Yeah. It's,
did you know you had all that in you? I mean, that's when that comes out of you, it's like, whoa, there's something fundamental going on.
I didn't know that, but I knew that whenever my mom and I started playing together more and more, that we felt something special was happening with what we were doing. So, but as far as me personally, I just try to sing and hang in there with some of the others.
It's wonderful. It sounds like, you know, like a Delta shouter or field, you know, like field shouts, they used to call that. And, sort of, and the guy's shouting out what
field
feeling.
Field shouts.
Yeah.
What's a field shout?
You know, the field music. You know,
I'm messing with you. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
They got us in the field.
No. No. Let's go ahead and steer this conversation. let's see. But yeah, it's Americana is what we like to think of it as. So it sort of pulls from a lot of different. Regions and real traditional American songwriting music.
Was that bad to say field shouts?
It was not
no,
at all.
I
just
I want you to say it as much as you want to say.
I want you to go into a field and shout it out. And just mess with you.
It is.
It's not bad at all. That's our terrible, terrible comical nature from us.
Yeah. Okay. And is there like a CD out now that people can look for?
Yeah. There's an album called Skeleton Crew. We put it out last month. They're out in stores.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay.
And I want to say another thing too about Kansas. We've got a chance to travel to Europe and the East Coast in America and just all over. But I'm telling you something, there's nothing like being at home with home folks. That's all it is to it. Thank you. Paris is great. All those places are beautiful. But the beauty of Missouri and Kansas, I love it. And I just want to say, I'm glad I'm here to play for y'all.
Fantastic. What's this one going to be?
This song is called Sorrows and Woes. It's the last track on our album.
Right. You've made mistakes. You've done what you can. When your legs break, you still got your hand. Carry our sorrows oh, carry our sorrows. When you were young, you saw the world as lots of now it just hurts to carry our sorrows. Sorrows, whoa, 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 whoa.
Fantastic. And all those accolades. They're all true. All right. Madison Ward, Mama Bear. Look for them. Follow them. And listen to them. So it's great.
Oh. We're not on break now, so I'm supposed to tell you that.
Oh, okay. We're not on break now. Well, why don't we bring out Vanya while we're here? And, well, I've just got to come down from that a little bit now. But, you know, she's a hero in these parts. She's the national spelling bee champion, as was her sister. Would you welcome, please, Vanya Shiva Shankar, ladies and gentlemen. Spelling bee champ. So you're come from a family of spelling champs.
Yeah, I do. My sister won in 2009.
2009, yeah. Uh-huh. So was that sort of motivate you to want to do it too? Or?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, she's my role model, so I always looked up to her. Yeah.
That's cool. My girls don't get along that way. So anti-role models in our family. Very cool. And I was reading somewhere that your dad has like a system. Does he have a system sort of for spelling, or is that part of...
I mean, he's our coach, and we study languages, and we study the root words and how to put the words together, and so that's kind of our way of studying the words.
Yeah. But, you know, English is so idiosyncratic, really. Things are not spelled the way they should be or the way they sound and so forth.
Exactly.
So it's a difficult language even to, I mean, I never actually mastered spelling in English. In Spanish, I'm pretty good, though, I think, because it's the way it sounds in Spanish.
Yeah, it is.
And so what are some of the... You don't memorize lists of words or something.
No, definitely not. Like I said, we kind of just study the languages. So even if you don't know the word, you can put the word together by using like the root words or where it comes from and like kind of piece it together.
Yeah. Do you know, when you're in one of these things, do you know the words, all the words that they come up with?
I mean, there's always words that you won't know. I'm during the B, I actually got a word that I didn't know, but I, like I said, used the language patterns to help me get it right, so that was pretty cool.
Which word was that?
It was a word called thalmacow.
Thalmacow?
Yeah. Can you spell it?
Thalmacow. Use it in a sentence, please.
Michael used a thalmacow to cross the lake in Kansas.
Thalmacow. T-H-O... no, huh?
No.
T-H-A-L-M-A, T-H-A-L-M-A-C-O-W, cow.
Close. It's actually T-H-A-M-A-K-A-U.
Not even close. And what is that?
It's a boat, actually, so.
No kidding. And did you know that?
No, I actually didn't.
You said you didn't know that one.
Yeah.
How did you figure out how to do it? Because that's kind of an abstract.
Yeah, but it comes from the language Fiji, which is like Hawaiian, and Hawaiian is kind of spelled the way it sounds, use the languages, so I put it together, kind of.
Oh, so you just use your Fiji knowledge. That's what I should have done when I was thinking more of like cow, like from Wisconsin, like put a cow in a Thelma together. That's not good. Interesting. Did you know Fiji? You know Fiji?
No, I didn't, but I knew Hawaiian, and they both are island languages, so they're similar.
Okay, now, see, how do you happen to know Hawaiian?
I mean, not, like, how to, but I've, like, studied the patterns of it, like the A makes the A sound, and the AU makes the A sound, so things like that.
What other languages have you studied?
I mean, a lot of them. Not, like, I haven't learned the languages, but I've studied the patterns, like Spanish and French and German and things like that, Japanese.
Okay, so just a few. Does this ever get obsessive? Do you ever feel like, well, I'm really obsessed with spelling?
I mean, I really like it. It's my passion, and so it's weird now that I'm not studying anymore. So
once you win, does that mean you're out?
Yeah, and even if I didn't win, I finished eighth grade, and that's the age limit. So
you finished eighth grade?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. How'd you do in English? Pretty good?
Yeah, pretty good.
it was a tie. Actually, you share the tie. You're both champions.
Yeah. He's from Missouri, actually. Yeah, so.
So there's some justice in that. But,
yeah.
But I don't know. What was his name? I forget his name.
Gokul.
Yeah. And how does it get? Isn't there a tiebreaker then usually in that sort of situation?
Actually, once there's 2 to 3 people, they start a list of 25 words, and we kept going and we exhausted the list, so they had to name us co-champions.
Are you guys friends at all? Did you know him before?
Yeah, I'd seen him before in like spelling bees, and we became friends throughout the whole thing.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Who gets to keep the trophy?
Actually, we both get our own, so
you
that's
do.
Cool. Yeah.
I see you're sharing one, and I was afraid of tug of war there. Yeah, and what were some of the other words? I saw they put some of them in the paper. What was the hardest one you had?
Probably Thaumacow, just because I didn't know it. But I like the other words I got. I got words like Bayadere and Bucatier and like Sibarial and things.
Any English words at all? Like, what is it?
Well, they all are in English right now, but they came from different languages.
Yeah, well, that's kind of amazing. Yeah. So then, what do you hope to do with all this amazing ability?
Well, I definitely, loved learning, the words and stuff. I don't know if I'm going to go into I want to go into something medical, maybe become, like, a cardiac surgeon or something.
Yeah.
But I guess I could, I don't know, but, yeah.
Interesting. Wow, well, that's amazing. That's all amazing.
Thank you.
And there's money involved. Does that go college fund?
Yeah, definitely. I got $30,000. So.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention a figure. That's all right. And you're kind of, how do you feel about you've been on all these big shows? It's not that this isn't a big show, but you've
this
been
is the best.
Yeah. What is? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. But you've been on talk shows and.
Yeah, I was on Kelly and Michael in New York, and then I went to Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
Kimmel's cool. Uh-huh. Yeah. What did he make you do?
We did a spelling bee. So it was me, Gokul, versus Jimmy, and Guillermo was the pronouncer. So that was interesting.
How did that work out?
Yeah, it was interesting to see. Yeah.
That's why we didn't do that here, because I knew you had done something like that anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay with all that exposure and stuff?
I like it. I like being in the... I do theater, so I'm used to being on stage and being in the spotlight, I guess, so...
And was your sister there for you in the audience for all these things?
Yeah, she was. Yeah. She goes to Columbia. She finished her sophomore year and then came back home, and we all flew to D.C. and flew around, so yeah.
Yeah, how excellent. Wonderful. Well, I think it's outstanding. National Spelling Bee, it's great. And you're from, we should say, Olathe. See, now I can't even say Olathe, and I don't know how you... And you can spell it and everything, I guess.
I can.
The pride of Olathe. Well, dear, it's very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I'm proud of you, too, now.
Thank you.
Everyone else, Vanya Shankar, thank you so much, dear.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Thank you, and best to you. I want her for my cardiac surgeon, I'll tell you that. So I got to hold off, really, I guess, for a few years yet. I got to go through. Isn't she too sweet and smart? And I want her for my surgeon.
Was there a problem we don't know about?
What? No, but by then there will be. You know, by the time she's got to go to college, and then there's internship and residency and all that stuff.
She just have preemptively done now.
I like to have a few years of practice before she gets to me. You know? Yeah.
Just put some stents in now. What the heck?
Put a stent in?
Yeah.
Put a stent in it? Is that what you're telling
me? Yeah. Put a stent in it.
Yeah. Feel like playing a little number here?
Yeah.
What do you feel like playing?
This is a little number called Cooking.
Cooking.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Michael Feldman.
What? Where? Oh. Oh. Wait. Wait a second.
I am dumb. Done. Dumb.
Accolades? Okay. Very good. All right. That covers all the barbecue news for today. It's not news, I guess. And actually, there'll be more barbecue coming up. So, I'm fine. Why don't you look like you sound? I'll have to talk this over with my therapist, I guess. I have no idea. What? Where is Jackie?
Right here.
What should I look like, Jackie?
Well, you should be.
Oh, hold on. Wait a second. This ought to be good. Yeah, it's just to look like I sound. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That, thank you. Why don't you look like you sound? No, I don't know if you do or not. Yes, go ahead.
Well, since you've been on for 30 years, I thought you'd look much older.
Thank you, dear. Very kind of you. Anything else?
Well, I thought you might be a little taller.
Now we're getting to it. Now we're getting to it. Anything else?
Well, I thought you might be clean shaven.
Okay, anything else?
Well, I thought you'd have brown curly hair and blue eyes.
I do have blue eyes. They're just, you can't see them anymore, thanks to the cataracts.
I've been listening to you for years, and I really, really like to get up on Saturday morning to listen to you.
I thought just for other reasons, for other purposes. Thank you very much, Jackie. I appreciate it. Very kind of you, and I'll do the best I can to change to your specifications. How are you, sir? Doing pretty good?
I'm doing great.
Yeah. What line or field or thing are you in?
I'm in engineering.
Which branch of that?
Structural.
Structural? That's a good thing to be in, because all structures have, need you.
I hope so.
What part, when do you get involved in a particular structure?
From start to finish.
Start to finish? So a guy comes in with an idea first. Why don't we build something? Huh? Yeah, Yardley Hall or something. You ever built something like this ever?
Nothing like this. I'm in industrial.
Oh, industrial. Okay. All right. So they call you in right away, and then do you actually do the designing of it?
Mostly management now.
Your management. Cool. So you don't do much.
That's true.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear it. And for kicks, what do?
I like to go hunting and outdoor stuff.
Yeah. What do you hunt when you're outdoors?
Waterfowl.
Waterfowl of any sort?
Ducks and geese.
Just ducks and geese? I guess that'd be waterfowl. I mean, is there a waterfowl that is not a duck or a goose?
Oh, there's other types, yeah.
Like cranes, you can't shoot those, though, right?
No.
But you'd like to, though, huh?
No, not really.
Compared to those ducks and geese, you give them a good crane. I mean, and they're good eating, is what I hear.
Sandhill cranes are.
You got to clean them, you know, everything.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, very nice to meet you. And your name is?
Don Nessler.
Don Nessler. Don. Very nice to meet you, Don. He's a waterfall guy. Okay. Pretty good. I noticed that you're this almost in a fetal position. You're all locked up and wrapped up in here, and you got my little picture of me in your lap there. That's kind of sweet.
Looking much younger than I expected.
picture does.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Well, I see, I get older and my picture gets younger. It's kind of a reverse Dorian Gray thing.
Your hair's kind of curly here, too.
It is, if I do it right. If I'm out in the rain and I come in and I just towel it, that's a little more than you wanted to know, I guess. Personal habits and everything. And then you, do you have personal habits?
Yeah. All good.
Yeah. And I see you're a Jayhawks fan.
Absolutely.
Pretty excited about the draft.
And Johns County Community College. And Johns County Community
College. Say about the draft?
Occasionally. Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. Well, he went to, the guy from the Jayhawks went, right?
Of course.
To the Wizards? Is that what happened?
Eventually. Yeah, we'll see.
What is that when they draft a guy and trade him? That's kind of a left-handed compliment, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, it is.
Okay, fine, thanks. Nice talking to you. See, guys can have a conversation. Look how nice. What's your name?
Larry.
Yeah, how are you? Good to see you. Okay. Eventually, you said. That bothered you then, right?
You're coming to me?
Yeah. You talking to me? I don't know. I wasn't going to assault you, sir. I was just, you were, but I noticed you reacted that whole, you draft a guy in and trade him.
Yeah, I'm a Jayhawk. Yeah. Yeah.
How did you feel about that? They drafted?
It was pretty good, but I wish he would have stayed another year with us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we had that too, our guys, you know.
Really pulling for the Badgers, too. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You were too?
Of course. Yeah. My wife made me sit on this aisle, and I didn't want to because I knew this was going to happen.
You do. You look like the kind of guy you can walk up to and ask anything.
What did you say?
I said you look like the kind of guy you can walk up to and ask anything.
Yeah, people do.
I don't, what?
I'm sorry, I know him.
You know him? Okay, and now you know me. Is there something you'd like me to ask him? No, that's too late for a fetal position, sir. Is there something you'd like me to ask him? Well, since you know him, and he's the kind of guy you ask anything of?
No, I actually like him.
I actually like him. He likes you.
Yeah, I was his law partner, so we're...
Oh, your law partners. Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, huh? Okay. And what is your name?
Jack.
Jack Cheatham?
Jack Rao.
No. Nice to meet you, Jack. Pleasure. I'll let you go.
And that's Alec Ahuja, and he's a judge, so be careful.
Judge? Who are we to judge? Who are we to judge? All these judges who think they're just here to judge. It's got to stop. How are you, dear?
Good.
Yeah. In school now, or?
No.
You working?
I'm older than I look.
You're much older? See, how come you don't sound like your voice? You didn't look like your...
I'll talk deeper.
Look like your age when you sound your voice.
Yeah,
you're working now, huh?
Yeah, I'm working.
What are you working at?
I work at a biotech company.
Oh, you're in biotech already, yeah.
Yeah.
Stem cell kind of thing? Or?
No stem cells.
No stem cells?
No.
No? Other cells?
Bacteria.
Bacteria are good. If I had to do all over again, I'd go into bacteria. Because God knows I've had enough of them, and I feel like I've made a study of bacteria all on my own. They're not all bad.
No, no. There's a lot of bacteria on you right now, probably.
On me right now?
Yeah.
Not on you? Is that what you're implying?
No, me too, everybody.
I do use soap and water. There shouldn't be that many.
Yeah, just water's enough. Then.
Right, is biotech, young people out there today, biotech, is that the way to go?
Yeah, it's probably going to get bigger and bigger, probably, yeah.
If those bacteria keep growing, then it gets bigger and bigger. Thank you. Your name is?
Diana.
Diana, very nice to meet you. Okay, and well, there's people back here, and they, you know, you're sitting over here. I can't crawl up into the balconies, or I would. It's weird to do a show where people are looking at you through opera glasses. There's a woman up there. Where's the woman with the opera glasses? Huh? Do I look much different on opera glasses than I would? Yeah, should I sing La Traviata or something? I don't know much opera. I could sing that. Anyone here dying to say something? Yes. Hi.
How are you?
Good. Very nice. I mean, dying to say something meaningful. You have something meaningful? Here's the gentleman here in the blue shirt who's been sitting here with something meaningful all this time. How are you?
I'm good.
And you're?
Randy.
Randy? Say something meaningful.
Well, if I was on the quiz, would I get Carl Castle's message on my answering machine?
Sit down, will you, Randy? You know, he looked like a nice feller. You got binoculars. You got binoculars, I see.
Yes.
Are you a bird watcher with those ordinarily?
I watch them all the time.
You do? Yep. Which birds do you like to watch in particular?
I like the cardinals.
The cardinals are nice. The bird. We're talking birds. Birds. Flying red birds. Oh, no, that's not good either. Birds, not ball players. Right? Right? Are we?
Correct.
Oh, correct. Correct. And you have a... What?
We have to go to the quiz early. We have to go to the quiz early so we can have barbecue later.
What time is it?
It's time to go to the quiz.
Have you seen any rare birds that you don't ordinarily see?
We have lots of woodpeckers outside.
Woodpeckers. There's that rare one that they say doesn't really exist anymore. Have you ever seen that one?
No.
So what, it's kind of, you know the one I mean?
Jayhawk. He's a Jayhawk.
I'm a Missourian by birth, but a Jayhawk by the grace of God.
There, we got that in. We got that in, okay, mister? With the we gotta go to the quiz. You had something you wanted to add to that?
No, not really.
I'm so good with people, it's amazing. I don't know how I do it, really. And here I don't look like I should look, and they're still so nice to me. And did you want to add anything to that?
Pardon?
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. We needed a pardon in this. Would you care to hitchhike on his remarks?
No, thanks.
Okay. Very good. I'm winning the hearts and minds, I'll tell you that. Okay, we're going to have another round of the What Do You Know quiz chance. I'm sorry? Say that again.
Woo!
All right, come on up. If it means that much to you, dear. Why go through the formalities? This was meant to be. Yeah. She's going woo, woo, woo. She's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. She's pretty excited. Nice shirt. I used
to
have
that
really
same cool
shirt.
I want to say that Vanya Shivashankar is a former student of mine.
No kidding.
She is absolutely as wonderful as she seems, and she really is Olathe's beloved sister. Everybody loves Vanya.
Yeah, and they should. And you are?
My name is Melinda Carney.
Melinda?
Melinda.
How are you, Melinda?
I'm a retired theater teacher. I taught at California Trail Middle School.
Okay.
And Vanya was in a couple of plays that I directed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? Which ones was she in?
You would not know these. We did not do Shakespeare. Okay. We did The Prez's New Clothes, and she played this kind of wacky politico from an imaginary country. Yeah. The character's name was And I Am Insane.
Huh. And I Am Insane, yeah.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
And she could tell you. And she also played, it was a play called Making Nice, and she played a representative of OSHAT, Occupational Safety and Health Administration Theater Division.
OSHAT. Yes, I could see
and yes,
that.
We did have a couple of OSHAT jokes.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So how are you?
I'm good. I'm great.
You're not teaching anymore?
No, after 34 years, it was time to
34
it
years? Mm-hmm. I'm getting to that point myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was wonderful.
That, yeah.
I loved
And where
loved
did you
teaching.
Teach?
I taught in the Olathe District, Indian Trail Junior High, then California Trail Junior High, then California Trail Middle School, all in Olathe.
A lot of trails out there. A
lot of trails. Yeah, the newest one we want to be called End of the Trail. That's the joke. Yeah. That's the joke.
And now that you're retired, will you spend your time traveling the world? The world is your oyster.
The joke that my husband and I have are those when we were getting ready to retire, and people would say, so what are you going to do when you retire? We are very, very busy. We have a very active life. We volunteer. We go to the Olathe Community Center.
You don't have to keep saying it that way. I got it, all right?
Friends, family.
Olathe, okay, stop that.
Listening to the radio on Saturday mornings, yeah. Life is great.
You're volunteering and what else are you doing? Are you traveling at all?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, where have you been?
Well, the most recent was Colorado, Then Boston. We went to Cooperstown to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Awesome.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That was our Hall of Fame tour.
That's awesome, too.
Yeah. Looking at the West Coast, Upper West Coast in the fall.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. No international travel?
Not at this time. Maybe later.
Not in this world, or you mean?
Just not right now.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. We've got all the time to plan. Who knows?
There's that theater coming out of her.
Theater. Grandma. I thought grandma.
Theatrical. Okay. So, Melinda, some of their plays along with you, and how does that work then, Mike?
Well, if people want to play the quiz, they're going to pick up the phone and dial 913-469-3444 or 913-GO-WE-GIG.
Okay.
Might be easier to remember as 913-469-3444. And they have to answer this qualifying question.
All right, here, interpret this. It's a school question. We are going to Kansas to get some stuff at Micro Center. What does that mean? If you don't give us a call here, there's Darren. He's on the line there. Darren.
I didn't quite hear the question there.
Yeah, the question is, we are going... Interpret, please. We are going to Kansas to get some stuff at Micro Center. What does that mean?
To get some stuff at Micro Center?
Yes.
Well, they sell computer supplies there.
Okay, got that part.
And I'm going down the road means, is that the part in contention here, or?
Well, no, it says they're going to Kansas, but they appear to be in Kansas when they're saying it, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm from the Missouri side, so that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Okay. Can we accept that?
Yeah, that sounds
great.
Yeah,
okay, we can accept that, Darren.
Hey, all right, good.
All right, cool.
What was it?
What? I don't know, and I'll never know because people won't
tell
me.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm glad I didn't have to answer that question.
Apparently, they're in Overland Park.
That is true.
Somewhere, and they talk about going to Kansas. I have no idea.
I don't either.
Anyone really know what that means? Apparently, they don't say it at all, to tell you the truth. So we might as well just get out of that. Darren, congratulations. This is Melinda. She's your partner.
Hi, Darren. Good to meet you.
Hello. Nice to meet you, Melinda.
Yeah. What do you do out there in Kansas City?
I go to school and I work.
What are you studying?
I'm studying health informatics.
Ooh, what is that? What's an informatic?
I'm not real certain what it is.
Okay. Would I know an infomatic if I ran into one?
They're usually two-dimensional, so you probably wouldn't run into it.
Oh, okay. Interesting. And what are you working at?
I work at Waldo Pizza.
Oh, you do? Waldo Pizza.
Oh.
I guess I should have mentioned that earlier. Look at the applause Waldo Pizza gets. Okay, Darren and Melinda, you are a team right now. We have various categories.
Tremendous.
Don't we, Mike?
Yes, the categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, then. Darren, you pick the first one. What would you like?
Let's do current events.
Current events. Okay, who at 84 is reliving his Route 66 motorcycle experience in college? Just passed through both Kansas City and Wichita on his route to L.A. on his motorcycle. In the news.
Whoa, Darren, you know, this is, the trip is familiar. The name, I have no clue.
Yeah, I remember hearing something about this recently.
Yeah.
84.
84.
Yeah. No idea. To call time on this if you don't know. No.
Can't do that. That's what I had read about. Okay.
Can't do that.
All right.
Come on. Let's be fair. What were you going to say?
Oh, well, William Shatner was doing this thing with the...
Yeah. Did you know that, though?
I saw an article yesterday, and he was getting in and out of this wootsy-dootsy car, and it was quite the big deal.
But did you know that?
Probably somewhere in the back of my mind, but yeah, but I had a little reminder.
Mike, I have to ask for an outside judgment on this.
It's okay.
All right, William Shatner.
Wow, thanks.
Well, that's good, because he's the past tense of Shatner.
And I can't believe I didn't think of that, actually.
We have one right and zero wrong.
Okay.
And the categories left are people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention,
Melinda?
Science, and odds
and
ends.
Okay, I'll do the things you should have learned in school.
Okay, school it is. How many official emojis are there? These are certified emojis. It's multiple choice, though. Don't worry. 720, 240, or 250.
What was official what?
Emojis.
Language of origin? Definition?
Use it in a sentence? Your emoji is dumb. Or whatever. How many official emojis are there? Emojis, you know, when you're texting and you put in
Are
they Korean?
What were the choices again?
What?
What were the choices again?
720, 240, 250.
What do you think, Darren?
Was the first choice 700?
22.
Oh, no, it's more than that. The middle one.
There is nothing more than that.
So 22?
See, it's 722, 140, 250, so there's nothing more than 722.
Okay. Oh, okay.
These are
the
official emojis, certified.
Okay. I'll go with whatever you say, Darren. I'm not a big texter.
Wow. It seems like there's about 722 on my phone, but...
So are you saying 722?
I think that would be good.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. 722. Okay. And there's an emoji for this feeling I'm having.
And
right
that is—that's an outrageous amount.
They're just one away from winning, and the categories remaining are people, places, science, and odds and ends.
Okay.
Your choice, Darren.
Yes,
it's Darren.
I say let's go with science.
Are you working right now, Darren?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Good. Cool.
What was his choice? I'm sorry. It's really hard to hear.
Science.
Science. Thank you.
He said science. Which is louder, a Royals fan or a 17-year cicada? Based on decibel levels measured.
That is definitely going to be a Royals fan.
Royals fan?
Yeah.
That's right, Royals fan, you win! The one you know!
And Melinda, you've won a bottle of Dark Horse Distillery Reserve Bourbon Whiskey, handcrafted in small batches and aged to perfection in barrels from Dark Horse Distillery in Kansas City since 2010.
Woo-hoo.
And while sipping that bourbon, you can enjoy reading Doug Wargle's Thin Blue Smoke, published by Conundrum Press. Darren, your guest are invited to JCCC for another performance from their 25th anniversary season and partake in your favorite beverage from a distinctive Performing Arts Series logo cup. And maybe your beverage could be brewed from the pound of Performing Arts Blend coffee beans from the roastery, air roasted in Kansas City using only the finest imported specialty grade coffees. You've won. And you'll also get chocolate. Both of you will win chocolate heaven with a box of Christopher Elbow artisanal chocolates. Woo! Applause, please. Made in Kansas City to delight the eye as well as the palate, which you can enjoy while looking smart and stylish wearing the What Do You Know XXX t-shirt. Not much since 1985. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
What a treat.
And Darren, hang out. Make sure you get that. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. That one. All right. Oh, we got some barbecue here because you kept mentioning it. Got us hungry. So we got from Joe's Kansas City barbecue. Doug Wargle is joining us right now, the man who wrote the book on barbecue. Here he is. Whoa. Oh, and you brought some food. You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do that. Have a seat. How you be?
Nice.
Oh, it smells good. What am I smelling that smells so good? All of it?
You're smelling slow-smoked brisket.
Yeah.
We cooked that for 17 hours over Missouri white oak.
Yeah.
We've got some sausage, which we make in-house.
This is a sausage here?
Yeah.
Tell me about the sausage. How did it live? Did it live a good life?
It did. Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
That's some pretty incredible. Mm. We've got some burnt ends.
Mm.
We've got some turkey.
Yeah.
And then our special ribs.
I love the sausage, man.
It's good.
Good. What goes into that? Do you ever watch?
It's beef and pork and our own special blend of spices and seasonings.
Yeah. Mm. I'm just gonna stick with the sausage.
You can't go wrong with it.
Is there a recipe? And like, how do they? Is there recipes that go back to the old world or something? Or?
Kind of, yes. There was a Croatian family in town that makes great sausage, and that we came up with the recipe with them, and then eventually we brought it in house. So it's
And is there actually a Joe?
Yeah, that's a long story, but yeah, there was a Joe. There is a Joe.
Shorten it and tell me.
Well, he was one of the original founding partners of the business, but he left the business after just less than 2 years. And so we've been Kansas City owned and operated for a long time. And what do you think? That's good, isn't it?
That's unbelievable.
USA Today named those the best ribs in America.
I don't believe I'm eating that.
They are.
These aren't pork, are they?
Pardon me?
These aren't pork, are they?
Yeah, they are. Sorry. I asked. Calvin.
I don't know the blessing for pork.
Calvin Trillin said that you guys get a special barbecue dispensation. So.
Yeah, Calvin Trillin. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a tour with Fats Goldberg years ago.
Yeah.
Calvin Trillin.
Oh, yeah.
With that. So, you know, what's the secret? Is there... John, go ahead. Just don't make a big deal about it. Just grab it. I know you're going to do it. Show your plate. The band is here raiding the whole... Well, I wasn't going to eat all that anyway. Save me some sausage. Go ahead. Take some bread. Okay. Is dry rub involved in this as well as...
Yes, yes. We start with just a trimmed up St. Louis cut spare rib, and we toss it in seasoning, mm-hmm. both sides.
Now you say St. Louis cut. Let's go back a step here.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's the way, it's kind of a rectangular cut spare rib. They trim off some of the skirt meat and make it nice and rectangular.
Okay. And then do we rub it first?
We sprinkle the seasoning on. We don't really rub it in.
No.
We pat it, and it's dry, and then we put it in the smoker. Those ribs go about 3 to 5 hours.
In the smoker.
Mm-hmm. And that's good, isn't it?
Come right off the bone. Are they supposed to do that? It's supposed to come right off the bone?
You know, it's supposed to be just a little bit of a tug. You don't want it falling off the bone.
I agree with that.
You want it to tug just a little bit.
No, I'm good here. I'm good.
Oh, okay.
First time I've had pork. It's very good.
So I've heard.
I don't see what God doesn't like in it. He made the pigs.
He did. And God doesn't make anything bad.
No. So I got to talk to him about this.
Yeah.
And then the rib ends are kind of a Kansas City thing, isn't it? Right?
No, burn ends. No.
Burn ends.
Burn ends, yes.
The burn ends.
And that's where...
Because we went to Gates and Bryant's years ago and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're waiting in line there. They come out with the burn ends and they give it to him while you're waiting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Crunchy on the outside.
Yeah.
Lots of caramelization.
Yeah.
Tender on the inside.
What? Amazing.
Isn't it good?
Yeah. I say keep the ends and throw out the rest.
Right, well, this is the rest part right there.
The brisket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And brisket. Tell us about the brisket. How does that work?
Well,
what is the brisket, first of all?
The brisket
I'm staring at a cow.
Yeah, it's right here. The chest muscle.
It's your chest is what I'm staring at?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So they take the chest of the cow.
Yes.
Let's not go into details.
No, let's not describe that part, right?
You can't enjoy it at that point, but that's go ahead. Right. Yeah.
Well, we use the brisket flat. There's actually two kind of muscle parts on a brisket. Mm-hmm. We use the brisket flat for the sliced brisket for our sandwiches. And then
it's like
the brisket,
a breast. You call it a breast if it was not a...
Beef breast.
Right? Beef breast, yeah.
And then the burn ends are made from the brisket point. Butchers sometimes call it a deckle. Deckle, yes. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
We call it a point.
Yeah.
And we use that for the burn ends. And the burn ends smoke for 17 hours as well. So.
Yeah. And your book is out. The book here.
Thin Blue Smoke?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent book.
It's a novel. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's a novel set in a fictitious Kansas City barbecue joint.
I wonder what it could be. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it. Doug Wargle, ladies and gentlemen, check out his book. Go to Joe's Barbecue here.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich, producer, with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Hannah Poth, Kelly Osborne, and Diana Cook. Technical director Tom Blaine, with assistance from Brad Kohlberg and Aubrey Rouse.
I love the sausage. I know that's got to be kosher. Thank you all. Thank you for having us. Overland Park, Kansas City.
PRI, Public Radio International.